Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We should go outside on a pond somewhere.
I think it's a little too cold today.
I find it very interesting that this Saturday you're going to be playing in a pretty cool event, the Cold War. The first Cold War, if you will, was played October 6, 2001. Michigan State and Michigan played at Spartan Stadium. It was a packed house. I was there. As a matter of fact, Rick, I not only went around the stands because I wrote a story about that, but I also was down on the field and on the ice for that, and that was a pretty cool experience. I know you were coaching somewhere else, but what was your take on what you saw 10 years ago?
Well, I think like everybody else, I was intrigued by it, and you know, being as close to Ron as I was, and you know, watching the build up, and then you know, pulling it off. I guess you know, it was such a brave, you know, I think venture because it hadn't been done at that stage, and it was early in the year when you think back, and you know, I mean, we're talking now about December 11th for this game versus October. You know, and then it was warm all week, and then it got really, really cold, and just it looked to me as I watched bits and pieces on TV, yeah. And in between periods, you know, of where I was playing, that just the fun that people had in the stands. I mean, the cold didn't seem to bother anybody.
No, it was pretty cool. As a matter of fact, MSU was ranked number one. Michigan was ranked number two entering that game. It ended in a 3-3 tie. 74,554 people attended that game at the Camp Randall Classic in February of this year. Wisconsin beat Michigan 3-2. 55,000 people watched that. Well, now we have the big chill Saturday at Michigan Stadium, Michigan State at the Big House at 3:00. Are the guys ready?
Oh, I think so. You know, we haven't seen it, and we haven't been able to get there. You know, but we have a lot of Michigan kids. There's, you know, the hype has certainly built, you know, this week to a high pitch, and I think, you know, they've watched the reports online about the Michigan team out there skating and the players' reaction to it. So, you know, we'll head down there tomorrow, and they'll be very excited, I think, to get in the football stadium and get on the ice.
Michigan will have a little bit more of an advantage because they've had a whole week to practice and get acclimated to the conditions, which are different when you have the elements.
Yeah, they do. You know, and it's just a comfort zone. And I think, you know, you get past the stargazing, too. I'm sure that's what's going to be, you know, really tough for the players is to get the focus on the actual hockey game. And I'm not sure 100% that can happen until they actually drop the puck because, you know, it's getting, you know, the first time you skate out there, it's just going to be the immensity of it. And that on game day, it's going to be the crowd who's filling in and, you know, players, you know, they're going to do their best to be focused and be ready. But I think the quality of the game will probably get better as it goes on.
A comment you made at Michigan State's weekly press conference, this one Monday at the Breslin Center, is that you may take the guys down for an open skate just so they could have a little extra time on the ice. But the awe factor you mentioned, to look around the Big House, get that out of their system so they could focus on hockey.
Well, that would have been nice, but we've called down a couple times. There's not much opportunity. And, you know, so we're kind of stuck with what we have, which is the skate on Friday from 4 to 5. And then we skate again Saturday morning. So, again, we're, you know, it's mid-season, so you've played X number of games. And so it's not really so much about strategy of the game as it is just getting used to it.
The Blue not giving you an opportunity to get on the ice before Friday? That's a shocker.
Yeah, what a shock. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this team. I don't want to get into X's and O's, but the team is 5-7-3. And I wonder how this team would perform. You've had a lot of success. You got a national title under your belt. But when you bring in all these good players, the National Hockey League comes and robs them. And that league, as well as some other pro leagues, took some of your best players from last season.
Yeah, unfortunately. But we're going to be fine. I mean, we've put it's a young team, obviously. We only dress one senior. And they play very hard. We've been in games. We've lost some tough games, you know, Saturday in overtime. Late was a tough one, but we've won some good games too, and I'm a little bit frustrated. I thought it would come a little bit quicker than this, but I still believe it's going to be a good team, and you can't make up for what you don't have. I mean, you'd like to be able to reach into this magic bag and, you know, pull up more goals, but, you know, truth be told, we lost the three kids late, you know, couldn't replace them. They were our best three players at that time, but the kids are coming fine, and I think we'll be right in the mix when it's all done.
Chris Chelios is, many sports and hockey fans know, one of the greatest hockey players who ever lived. Great defenseman for the Wings in Chicago. He has two sons playing at Michigan State, Dean and Jake. I wanted to ask you two questions. What's it like when Chris comes around? Is he a teacher? Does he pass on his words of wisdom? And does Dean and Jake feel the pressure from being a Chelios kid?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all there. Number one, he's been great. I mean, Jim Nill, you know, one of the vice presidents of the Red Wings, has a son. He's very supportive, helps us whenever we ask, but doesn't interfere. With Chris, he's got a dynamic personality. So when he's in the building, you know it, and fans are all over him, and he's been great. Like, as we went through the recruiting process and talked to him, he handled it very, very well. He wasn't pushy. He has not been pushy. You know, with Jake, we played him on defense. We're now going to play him at forward to start the game. He talks to his boys after the game. I do think they feel pressure. I think anybody who's coached at a high level or has played at a high level and then their kids, you know, play the same sport, there is pressure that goes with that. But they have a great relationship. It's a great family. They get along very, very well. And so for us, it's been very nice, too, because we reach out to him. He's very interested in talking hockey, and he'll give thoughts but not be pushy, you know. So it's really a nice situation.
Coach, the football team is 11-1, playing in a big bowl game against Alabama. The basketball team for the men is ranked in the top 10. The women's basketball team is ranked in the top 25. In the hockey world, especially when you're dealing with a lot of kids over in Canada, does the exposure those other sports have help you recruit in hockey?
Well, for sure, the big two, you know, and, you know, hockey has its niche, women's basketball has their niche, you know, but it's, you know, when Izzo's name gets as big as it does, when D'Antonio does what he's done with football, and we go out into whether it's British Columbia or Toronto or Iowa, you know, it does help. There's a spin-off effect that's very, very positive as far as recognition, you know, and one thing I think we fought here forever, you know, we are the University of the State of Michigan, you know, and we profess that proudly. And so when our teams that are marquee visible sports do well, I think we all benefit.
And, Coach, before I let you go, I know you're a huge baseball fan. What do you think about the moves that the Tigers have made?
Oh, I think they're doing fine, you know, and I think it was a good signing. You know, Crawford just signed in Boston. Lee's going to sign probably in New York. So everybody thinks, well, maybe the Tigers didn't do as well. But, you know, I like Leland. I like the way he talks. I think I think they're going to be very, very competitive. And I think some of the young kids, you know, you have to keep opportunity for young kids in your system, and that's why baseball is what it is. But I think they're going to be a better team than they were a year ago.
I know you've got some family over in Chicago. Are they doing well?
They're doing fine. Actually, they had to go to Dallas. They're coming up this weekend, you know, for the game, just a very short visit. And, you know, so that's exciting. In fact, we pick him up tonight in Detroit.
Well, everybody likes to see Grandpa and open that wallet up.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Okay. Thanks.